AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is saying Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine are an invasion. Vladimir Putin is laying out his conditions to end the tensions. International recognition of Crimea as part of Russia, an end to Ukraine's NATO membership bid, and a halt to weapon shipments there. Lawmakers in Russia are giving Putin the go-ahead to use military force outside Russia.
The unanimous vote in Russia's upper house could be a sign of a broader attack on Ukraine after the US says an invasion is already underway there. The vote formalizes a Russian military deployment to the rebel regions, where an eight-year conflict has killed nearly 14,000 people. Several European leaders say Russian troops have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin recognized their independence, but it's unclear how large the movements are. Ukraine and its Western allies have long said Russian troops are fighting in the region, while Moscow has denied those allegations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The 27 European Union member nations have unanimously agreed on an initial set of sanctions targeting Russian officials. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants a forceful response from the U.S.
The Biden administration has misjudged Putin about as badly as anyone since the world misjudged Hitler.
Germany made the first big move, taking steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. The three white men convicted of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting were found guilty of federal hate crimes in Georgia. Attorney General Merrick Garland says no one should fear the threat of hate-fueled violence.
And no one should fear that if they go out for a run, they will be targeted and killed because of the color of their skin.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. This is AP News. U.S. women's soccer players reached a landmark agreement with the sport's governing body over a dispute about equal pay.
This is a huge win for us.
Megan Rapinoe on NBC's Today Show, one of five American soccer stars who began the challenge, which led to an agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. It's worth $24 million plus bonuses that match those of the men.
I think we are really in the midst of an incredible turning point in women's sports. I think we're all going to look back on this moment with incredible pride, but if you're not paying attention to this right now and what's happening in women's sports, you're sleeping on the whole thing.
U.S. women have won four World Cups since the program's start in 1985, while the men haven't reached a semifinal since 1930. I'm Shelley Adler.
A fisherman who was bitten by a shark near the Bahamas was pulled to safety by a Coast Guard helicopter crew after his mates tightened a tourniquet around his arm. The man is in stable condition. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.